Yo, it's DJ Head, it's Homegrown. I'm sitting here with, you know, this is somebody that I've been meaning to sit down with for a minute.
Thank you.
Was very impressed with your work so far, sir.
Thank you.
And it's hard to do that with me. I don't like nobody's shit.
Thank you.
That Mexican OT is sitting here. Welcome to the show.
I thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
This ain't your first rodeo.
Mm-mm.
First and foremost, I want to salute you because you put out, in my opinion, two solid bodies of work, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been following you since the self-titled project, I think. I think that's when I first started tapping into you, was this, that Mexican OT, right?
Thank you.
And then I met you when we did the BET Hip Hop Cypher.
Yeah.
You killed that, one-taked it.
Thank
and just
you.
In case people don't know, you were the only person that really one-takes your performance.
I one-take everything. Even whenever I did the Red Bull shit, like, what takes me 30 minutes took somebody like fucking 5 hours. Like, it got to the point where I was getting fucking frustrated.
Is that intentional? Like, I mean, obviously you've been practicing your craft, but when I see a lot of other people, your peers that are the same, that been in the game just as long as you, or that are same age as you, they kind of struggle a little bit. Do you take pride in that?
No, this is recess to me. So, like,
playing.
Yeah. I'm not going to take pride in playing.
I feel that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you were rapping during the cypher, mm-hmm. I want to go back there. When you were rapping during the cypher, I was like, oh, I think this is the moment. I think people realize you can rap,
mm-hmm.
but I think that a lot of people put that Mexican shit out there. It was like, oh, he's Mexican.
And it's not even about Mexican, because I'm shitting on other blacks. I'm shitting on Mexicans. I'm shitting on whites. I'm shitting on Asians.
You know what I'm saying? Rap, bro.
Yeah, I could rap, period.
You could rap.
It's so good. It's to the point where, like, race is not even, it's out the window.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people put that stigma, though, like, when they first hear about you, like, when I was telling some of the homies about you at first, I'm like, yeah, bro, he's Latino. Like, they was like, for real, but he could rap, though. And mm-hmm. it's kind of weird that you have to say that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Have you experienced that?
All the time, bro. Okay. I remember being a kid, black people looking at me like, wow, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's just so good. Like, you have no choice but to respect it.
Respect
it. If you don't, you're just a dry hater. And nobody wants to be a dry-ass hater. You know?
Your rap style to me is different.
Thank you.
I'm used to a lot of the OGs. I know Paul. Like, I know, you know, all of the OGs out there on your side. But I don't really hear a lot of people your age rapping like you. Like, mm-hmm. you could spit, but then you could slow it down.
Yes, sir.
You're really well versed in rap. As far as the double time rap, where do you get that from? Did you want that to be the Mexican OT style? Or do you?
I was just doing it because that's what I was doing. I never had like an idea. I didn't come into the rap game like, oh, I'm going to do this and this is what's going to make Mexican OT. Like, I've just been being me.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? But if I did give you an answer on where, like, I wanted to always do rap, fast rap music, was like Big L and 50. And
word.
Not 50, Busta.
Busta.
Really Busta and Big L. And then 50 kind of gave me that player swagger. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, I'm from Texas, so I'm jamming Zero all the way, getting my harmonies right and, like, my melodies and shit like that.
I saw that on the
Nonsense and Mexican shit. Or was it Lone Star Lucha?
No, it was Lone Star, but you did it one time on the first album. When I first heard you, I forgot the name of it. I think it was on
South Texas Project.
Briannon.
Oh, Briannon.
It was on Briannon.
Yeah.
It was on like the hook of that. And it kind of gave me a country feel.
Yeah.
But it was still rap.
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of times a lot of artists can't really do that. Mm-hmm. They can't bend two genres together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You see Beyonce dealing with the shit she's dealing with right now as far mm-hmm. as the country music. And then also on Cowboy Killer, it was like the melody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, playing with different, to me it's a different style. It's not.
And I'm grateful for that, because like none of it sound forced. I feel like some people now are trying to do country music because it's a fucking cool thing to do and it sounds forced.
Yeah.
You know, you can't force that shit, man. You know, me, like, I was blessed. I thank God. And I thank God that he put the people that I had in my family, because, like, they were, like, my dad and my video games and my mother and my, because on my mother's side of the family, it's all gangsters and hoodlums. On my dad's side of the family, they're cowboys. I mean, they're definitely ghetto because they're from the hood, you know what I'm saying? But they're cowboys, you know? So, like, I had every world everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I was jamming everything.
What's some music that you was listening to that people wouldn't expect you to listen to?
I was jamming a fuckload of Tool, 3 Days Grace. I was jamming Yellow Wolf, Tech N9ne. Like, I was jamming the shit that I be jamming and people would be like, turn this shit the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But their minds wasn't there.
Yeah.
They just wasn't ahead like me.
Do you think that people, okay, let me ask you this. Like, growing up, when you always was listening to all these different kind of music, was your friends on the same type of wave, or you was like the outsider listening to all this shit?
Yeah, I was definitely the outsider.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you started rapping and you started kind of defining your sound or your style or whatever, mm-hmm. did people embrace it immediately, or was okay? So as soon as you started,
of course, duh, everybody gonna dick ride and what ride waves, and not even necessarily my fans. I mean, my people and shit, but just like everybody else.
What was the turning point for you taking it serious?
Like last year.
Really?
Yeah.
So before that, it was Recess.
Yeah. Got you. It still is Recess to me now. It's a living.
Got you.
Like, that's why everything is so everywhere, because I don't have boundaries. I don't have walls. I'm literally out there going to the swing set. Then I go to the monkey bars. Then I go to the jungle gym, you know? Like, I'm everywhere at Recess, that. You know?
I like that. I like that metaphor.
Correct.
It's Recess. I'm gonna steal that.
Yeah. For sure.
And now, when being from Texas,
yeah.
First of all, let me say this. Let me preface, because everybody knows how biased I am to LA and West Coast shit.
Yeah.
Texas is my second favorite place to be.
Hell yeah.
Houston specifically
right.
is my second favorite place to be on.
I believe that, especially as a DJ.
Bro, I love Houston.
Yeah.
Fuck the music, the women and the food.
Yeah, right, right.
In that order.
Yeah. No, right? I dig it.
Fuck the women and the food, bro. Hands down, some of the best food I've ever had in my entire life. I'm fat. Yeah. I like to eat, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know I think a lot of people, they'd be down in Texas food, but it's because they're just so LA or so Californian.
Even like, New Yorkers,
they
bro.
They don't even want to admit it.
New Yorkers don't fuck with the South like that.
Yeah. Nah, they do, bro, but they don't want to admit it.
Okay, so they don't.
Because they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, man, I'm too Californian. You know, like, motherfucker, you know you like that Tex-Mex. Or you know you like that barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just got too many entrepreneurs over there, and they're like, they really freaking this shit right now. And, you know, they just on top, you know?
All right, so speaking of which, food, okay? It's a controversial topic. Every time I go and I argue with the homies, I'm not going to say their name. I don't blast them like that.
Right.
But I'm arguing with the homies from Houston. I got some homies from Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some homies from Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Who got the better Mexican food? Is it California or is it Texas?
I'm personally going to say Texas, just because, you know what I'm saying, this is what I grew up on. It's all I know. And then everybody that I brought to Texas and they try it, they say, yo, it's the best. So I'm just going off what the scoreboard is saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, maybe I don't have the right people taking me in California to go find food probably spots, but I've had some better birria in Arizona than I did in California.
Yeah, I can see that.
For sure.
I can see that, though. But you know what I noticed, too, about Arizona? It's more like native mixed with Latino.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I like the native Latin mix.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm low-key Mexican. You know what I'm saying? I don't look like it, but like, I grew up around all Mexicans.
Nah, that's our door. That D Green, my cameraman.
Yeah.
The damn D Green, he did that. He a black Mexican.
Facts.
He black, but he Mexican to the bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was raised by Mexican people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's kind of like we share the same hoods out here in L.A.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like, it's not segregated, but it's not.
Y'all are close, but segregated.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Especially on the east side where I'm from, like, you'll see the same gang.
Mm-hmm.
It's a black faction and it's a Mexican faction.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two separate set of politics, but the same hood.
Correct.
If that makes sense.
Nah, it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
It makes sense to us.
Yeah, but it don't make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when you go inside, like when the homies go to jail, it'd be like, no.
Yeah.
But then you back on the street, it's like, all right, we from the hood, but it's like, yeah. It's a weird politic thing.
That's another reason why it don't make sense out here. Like, really, I think those motherfuckers are ass backwards. Like, I completely respect them repping the hood and the gang. That's all they know. That's what they are. You know what? I love it and I respect it for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I would never want to come I would not want to come not correct to anybody.
Facts.
And I respect them. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't come to California wearing all this jewelry and all this shit and things like that. Like, it's not like you, oh, I'm big, bad, and macho. That's not your jungle.
Facts.
You have to respect other people's jungles.
That's
so if you out here all this jewelry and you don't, like, you're asking for it.
You know what's interesting is every time I learned that from being on tour with my big homie, and every hood we would go to, I've been to, you ever been to Ogden, Utah?
Ogden, Utah.
It's right outside of Salt Lake City.
I've been downtown Salt Lake City.
Bro, Ogden?
Yeah, it's the shit.
Oh, bro. Oh, shit. We went to a house party in Ogden.
I love Utah.
Bro, I love Utah.
Me too.
Yeah. The air, except the fact that they close every goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's
at like,
the only thing.
At like 11 p.m., yeah. Whole city shut down. You can't buy Gatorade. Yeah, like, yeah, it's fucked up.
That is one thing I will say.
But one thing I learned about being on the road with the Crips is it's like, hey, wherever we go, it's respect. Like, yeah. You know, these GDs, these Vikes, like, wherever we going, respect they jungle, like
yeah,
you said.
For sure.
And we never went somewhere with entitlement. Like, man, I could do what I want here.
You can't, like, bro, because that's not you. You could do whatever you want at home.
Facts.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
Even sometimes, depending on who you are, not
yeah,
really.
Yeah, really, yeah, really, just like you said. But Texas, you know, like, bro, man, people be like, oh, T, does anybody got to come check in with you? I'm like, what the fuck?
No. So nobody got to call
I'll be
T.
like, bro, get the Texas and enjoy this shit. Yeah. Have fun. Yeah. Go make some money and get you some Texas pussy.
Right.
But go home.
But go home.
But go home.
I noticed that everywhere you go, you get the same respect. And I like that because ever since I've been following your career, I've noticed that the people embrace you wherever you go.
Like, because people love me because I love them. I make them feel a part of. And people only start hating when they feel excluded. You go give that motherfucker a broom and tell him to sweep and he's going to be the happiest man alive. Mm. And it can be something as little as that. You know what I'm saying? People just want to be a part of, feel a part of. Everybody wants to be a part of. I love making people feel a part of. Everybody deserves to feel special. Everybody deserves to feel like they're a part of. Everybody deserves to have recess. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy these monkey bars.
Come on.
When I seen you do a show, I noticed the same thing. Like, you do a lot of crowd interaction and stuff like that. Is that something you learned or you just picked up as you did more shows?
Honestly, yeah. I walked into all this shit. I don't even know how the fuck I'm so good at it. I just walked into all of it. Like, literally, God blessed me with it, and I cherish it, and it treats me even better because I cherish it. I think that's why I'm so good at what I do and not even knowing it, because I treat it good. I respect it.
You respect it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
And since I cherish it, it fucking treats me amazing.
Do you notice? I mean, not do you notice, but when you do your shows, do you practice? Like, do you practice? Like, you know how people go rehearsal? Usher just did Super Bowl. I heard about their rehearsals were like 12 hours long.
I don't really do rehearsals, but that's just because, like, I don't have choreography. I don't have all this extra shit. Like, it's just me going up there and just being me. I feel like I'm more of a comedian more than a rapper.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm way more of a comedian than I am of a rapper. Like, and I don't even mean comedian. Like, I'm just like, I'm up there talking to him. Like, I'm hosting. I'm not, that. You know
hosting
what I'm
the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm hosting and performing.
Yeah, I noticed. I saw one show you did. And you'll, like, address people individually.
Yeah.
And the only other person I ever seen do that was Jay-Z. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I've only ever seen Jay-Z address certain people. No, that's not true. I saw Tech 9 do it when we was on tour one time.
I believe Tech did it because Tech has
the blueprint. He has a connection.
Yeah, Tech has the blueprint. He understands it. He's another one that respects it, and that's why it treats him well. He's a student of the game. And not only is he a student of the game, now he's a fucking OG. You know, that's how well it's treated him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he respected it.
The as far as, like, what you said about the country music and everybody's dick ride and stuff like that, Do you see any of that in Mexican OT's future as far as doing other genres? Maybe a country album, maybe like a...
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll do anything that's just good music because I already listen to anything that's good music, so I know that I'll do anything that's good music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll jam a German song and not understand it, but if that motherfucker got that pocket in his bouncing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bounce.
What if it's saying fuck Latinos and fuck... Fuck black people and all of it, and it got a good bounce to it. I've heard jamming ass racist songs that were against black people, and people were like, "Why are you listening?" I'm like, "This shit slap."
Yeah,
like
it jam,
I'll be
honest. It jam, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to hear that fucking what is it? That immortal tech, that Dance with the Devil.
Yeah,
nobody want to jam that shit, but it's got a bounce. You know what I'm saying? Nobody want to talk about Billy raping his mama, being a blood.
You know what? A lot of good music is toxic though, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Ain't No Fun, Snoop Dogg. That's if you look at the lyrics to that song.
Even the, like, Sexy Red, she toxic and not shit as fuck. She ain't shit as fuck. And like
a song slap.
And they eating her up.
Right.
They eating her up. Everybody, all these bitches wanna be, that's what I'm saying, bro. These hoes, nah. This world is coming to shit.
I agree with
like,
you.
Like, I'm not even proud of the USA, honestly.
Me either.
I, like,
the state that we in, I definitely see a lot of unrest coming. Like, yeah. It's going to be a lot of people being really uncomfortable in the near future.
Yeah, for sure. They're like, bro, people are uncomfortable now. Like, people, like, social media making motherfuckers kill themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got bitches fucking being beautiful as fuck. And, like,
be bro,
God only created you to give a fuck about what your cousins think. Really not, like, bro, even once they get to your third cousins, fuck them. Your brother, your sister, your parents, your tias, your grandmother and father, your grandfather, that's who you should give a fuck about what think about you. Now, we got social media, so now we think about what the whole fuck, we give a fuck about what the whole world thinks of us. Yeah. So this bitch can have all these comments saying, oh my God, you fine as fuck, but one comment will make that bitch go get a nose job.
Yeah.
That's fucking sickening, bitch.
I agree.
Shit is ill.
Yeah.
That shit is ill, ho.
I agree with
you
that.
You can't even accept yourself the way God made you. What the fuck make you think I want to accept you?
So do you turn down the surgery chicks?
Bro, they look like ladyboys to me.
Damn. Do you?
And then seeing so many women with all this work done, it make me appreciate that you know what I'm saying, that natural look.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like,
I like seeing a little slight skin imperfection.
Yeah,
it makes me feel like it's
like
more...
It make me feel like you me. You know what I'm saying? Like, like
we're, I'm not
we're
perfect.
Here, we're here together.
Yeah. We growing together.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, man. I'd rather get a 7 and build that bitch up to a bad motherfucker. Cause I know her heart gonna be there off the rip, because you know what I'm saying? She, like, pain is what make a motherfucker sit there and think. Pain is what makes a human. Pain is what, you know what I'm saying? Like, pain is what humbles you.
I feel that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these bitches that are 7s and 6s ain't really had it like that. But you know what? I'm so much of a boss ass motherfucker, I could do this shit. I could break you and build you up, bitch.
Do you think that, have you done that before?
Yes.
How many times have you done that?
Not many, because I don't fuck with these hoes.
At all. Dude, when you...
These bitches, hey, like, one time, this is when I was, you know, living wild and free and shit like that. One time I went
Long
to
go, time ago.
Yeah. Hey, I went to go fuck this hoe, bro, and, you know, I seen her kid, and, you know what I'm saying, she was like, yeah, you know, like, I was like, where your man at? You got a man or what? Who you stay with? She was like, yeah, my man in Kima. I said, Kima? I know y'all don't know where Kima is, but Kima, there's a bunch of plants out there. And I don't know if y'all know what plant jobs are, but like...
Oh, like a job.
A refinery,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oxia, gas, chemical, anything like that. Any type of... They wake up at 5 in the morning to come home at fucking 7 at night.
Yeah.
Doing something they don't want to do all day. I said, so you telling me this man drive 2 hours every morning at fucking 4 in the morning to a job that he don't want to do.
And it's probably hard work, too.
And yes, it is.
Yeah.
And then come home another 2 hours to a bitch that ain't worth a fuck.
You got me over here.
Ho, I can't even get hard to fuck you.
You
and
left?
I walked out.
You left.
Left that hoe.
Have you talked to her since?
Fuck no.
I'd
rather, if you got a man and you cheating on that nigga, he better be the bummiest motherfucker ever. Because if you cheating on a man and that motherfucker really doing some shit, ho, you ain't shit, ho. I can understand, like, damn, my man ain't shit. This man don't do shit for me. Like, I understand that. Leave. But if you fucking really with a boss-ass motherfucker and you know that shit, bitch, you ain't shit, ho. Go jump off a bridge and die.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Nah, but... real life, you're a waste of space. You can't do shit.
Yeah.
You're useless.
I feel
you
that.
Bring nothing to the table except for puss. And I could jack off and it's going to make me nut way faster. Because I've been touching myself for years. For real.
Bro, I feel you. I think that, you know what, this is an age thing. I had to learn empathy, right? So I had to learn how to be sympathetic to what they're going through, right? It's the truth. Some people.
Give me an example, because I think that's crazy.
Okay,
some
women, not even women, people, human beings. Some human beings are depressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go through things. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe, like, I know you had the thing, you had the song about your moms, mm-hmm. right? And then certain things that people go through, they have different ways of coping with it, right? So some people, it's sex with random people. Some people, bro, I have a thing right now. I was going to read it to you. They say I was crazy when I went to the drugs. I just wanted some love. That was from Be Careful, Texas.
That was from Be Careful, Texas.
I pay attention, bro. Your coping mechanism was Deline and all the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Her coping mechanism might be, I want to call OT to pull up and knock this thing back.
Mm-mm.
Just because... Your way is doing it differently her way. It's not, it doesn't make it better or worse. It's just a different way. Does that make sense? Not saying you agree with it.
It makes sense, but it makes complete sense.
Right. So I'm just saying, but I had to learn that over time.
Yeah, but nah.
You ain't fucking with it.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Hell nah, because like, bro, now like now you're making me feel like all this hard work I'm putting in for is nothing. That's a spit in the face. You might as well just call me a bitch and slap me.
I feel that.
You cheat on me, bitch, I'm gonna cut your head off, ho.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
Listen. All right. Listen. I want to ask you real quick. I've got two more things because I know we got to go. But two more things specifically. When you talk about your addictions and your vices and stuff like that. You're very open book, mm-hmm. which I appreciate because that's something that not even the youth, but like just people. Most people focus on the kids.
Yeah.
It might be a 35-year-old man listening to Mexican OT, like, damn, you know what? I feel that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. What you said on Be Careful Texas or what you said on whatever the case may be, that might hit home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That might affect the quarter song. Like,
yeah,
damn,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that shit, right? Yeah. The song, I forgot what the song was, but you was talking about what you went through with your mom, Virgil, like different things that you talk about in your music.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's therapeutic, right?
Yeah.
But the addictions and stuff like that, when you look at the stuff like that, even when you talk to Tough Talk, you know, like Texas is a free state. Fuck me up. First time I went, I was in the grocery store. Dude,
he had got an AR strapped to him.
He had his thing on him. I'm like,
yeah, man, I'm in church with this bad boy.
You in church with it?
I go everywhere with it.
So that fucked me up the first time. It was Texas, then it was Arizona, and now Georgia just did they shit.
Yeah, where now that's good.
Right, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Because now you got that invisible line of respect and you know not to fuck with me.
Right. I'm with you. Do you have life insurance?
No.
Okay. Has that ever been something that you thought about, though?
Yes.
With the way you move and then...
It's all in the making right now, but no, I don't.
Okay. But you own that, though?
Yeah, for sure.
That's fire. I fuck with that.
Like, I got insurance for my house and all that shit and everything, you know, everything, but just not me.
You know what's interesting? The reason I brought it up, I was talking to my homegirl, and I was like, damn, we insure everything but ourselves.
I ain't gonna lie to you, though, bro. I'm covered by the blood of Christ.
I'm with you. But we got insurance on our phones, our cars, I got Apple Care on my shit.
Yeah.
But me, though, like, I'm the one that makes the money. I'm the one that does the thing.
It's crazy to think about.
It's crazy to think about. You feel me?
Nah, I feel you, for sure,
okay.
For sure.
Another last thing, one more thing, but I noticed when I was listening to, I went back and listened to, because, like I said, the first time I got hip to you was the self-titled project, right? The Mexican OT, and that came out, when was that? When did that shit come out?
Which one you said?
I think it was maybe like 2020, 2021.
South Texas Project.
It might have been South Texas Project.
Yeah, STP, South Texas Project.
Okay. So the first time I got hip to you, I noticed as you gotten further along in the game, from that project up until Luchador, less and less N-words in your music. Is that intentional?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I grew up fighting these motherfuckers and whooping them. So what are you gonna tell me about it? But I respect people so much, and I love people so much, and I want them on my team so much, and would do anything to make people feel good so much that I will stop it. And it's not nothing. Like, it's just like, it's what I grew up around. I got those motherfuckers with me right now.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just who I grew up with.
So let me say this.
But I don't want to use that to justify it because I know it's bullshit. That's like, oh, I got my best friend's black.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know that sounds like bullshit.
Yes.
So that's why instead of even arguing with him, I'm like, you know what? I can do that for you, baby.
Bro, listen, let me tell you why I respect that. And then also, too, why I relate to you. Like I said, I'm from the East Side, right? My mom family from Compton. My dad family from a place called Linwood. That's all, I'm talking about 90% Latino Mexican. Not Latino, Mexican. Because when I say Latino, the New Yorkers be like, hey, Puerto Rico. No, yeah, we got Mexicans.
Mexicans.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is Mexican land that the white people stole anyway.
Career. They tried to say Christopher Columbus was an explorer. That boy was a pirate.
Facts.
You know what
Taking
man?
Shit.
Yeah, he was a pirate.
So the reason I brought that up is because I remember when I had Fat Joe on the show, I asked him the same thing. And I'm like, bro, I'm from L.A., bro. I'm from the east side of L.A. I was raised by a lady named Julie. She was teaching me Spanish when I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
I learned leche before I learned milk.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I consider myself a black no sabo, kind of, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay? So as a Spanish-speaking black person, I never even knew that it was wrong for Mexicans to say nigga.
Really?
Never.
Yeah, until that's how it was.
Until I was a grown adult. I'm talking about like I'm 29 years old.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's not okay?
Yeah.
And that's when I had to start figuring out like, oh, this is not okay for certain things mm-hmm. because certain people feel a way
but
about it.
But it was so normal.
But to me, it was normal as hell. Yeah. So I remember being on, as me being on the radio and shit like that, I got a lot of heat for having all of the Latinos come up and they say, and I never asked them about it. I'm like, to me, it was normal. Yeah. And I'm the only black guy.
What made me check my shit was when I went to BET.
BET Cypher or the awards?
I ain't been to the awards, I don't think. When I started realizing BET was fucking with me.
Oh, gotcha.
I never wanted to disrespect anybody over there. I didn't want anybody else to feel that way.
It's good that you are able to, because most people would be like, no, it is what it is. But the fact that you're able to be like, you know what? This is how I was raised. This is how I came up.
I'm going against what I grew up with to please somebody else. I don't even fucking know. If that ain't fucking like going above and beyond for you, I don't know what the fuck else is.
I mean,
fucking eat your cock? What?
They don't want people to do that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck else can I do?
Yeah. Do you ever think that, I guess that's not a real question. But I understand.
What?
No, I was going to ask, do you ever think that people, this is me personally. I'm going to speak for me and then you can speak for you. Okay. I believe that people are hypersensitive.
Everybody live in their emotions. Everybody wants to be a fucking victim these days because it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to just lay down and be like, all right, fuck me. What?
Or you could just climb up and get to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Nobody fucking feels bad for you. The way I like to put it in perspective is like, it's like those commercials that in the arms, like for 50 cents, you would save this child's life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. But as soon as that commercial's over, you're like, oh, fucking friends is back on.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I always talk about that.
No, you order this vato, it don't fucking burn. You know what I'm saying? Fucking figure it out. Everybody wants to be a puss and just feel bad for me. Feel bad for me.
I agree with you.
Who fucking cares, bitch?
I agree with you.
That's why you're still sitting in that shit.
But
nobody's gonna take you out of it except for you. Nobody's gonna do for you for you. Nobody's gonna love you the way you love you. I love my dad. I love my mama. I love all of them. But don't none of them love me the way I love me.
Love me. I think a lot of people don't have that, bro. And that's something that you have to learn. Like a lot of people a lot of people don't love themselves like that.
I had to learn it because I learned to hate myself at first. So
made you hate yourself?
I was just surrounded by bullshit and some of my family, some people around me, the homeboy I was with at the time. Everybody would just talk shit to me. So I was like, fuck, like.
I guess I'm not shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's not one person telling me, this is everybody. So I guess I am not shit. You know what I'm saying?
So what changed for you?
Shit, I had to fucking, like, I had to believe. If I had to love myself and I had to believe in myself, because if I didn't love myself and didn't believe in myself, why the fuck should y'all two?
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
So I had to headbutt that problem and figure it out.
Last couple of things, bro. The point of my video, you and the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed the Quentin Tarantino shit.
Yeah, shout out my boy D Green. D Green was already a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino, you know what I'm saying? So like,
you fuck with Quentin Tarantino movies?
Oh yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Nah, that's Mel Gibson. Fuck. Did he do Kill Bill?
Yeah.
Kill Bills.
I like From Dusk Till Dawn, bro.
I don't think I've seen that one.
But you won't fuck with it because it's some like vampire shit.
Yeah.
But it's some Quentin Tarantino shit. Like
I like Quentin Tarantino. You know, I fuck around.
It's
like
gory
it.
As hell. Like,
oh no, see, I like that. I'm into that.
You like gory?
I love scary movies. Like scary movies ain't even scary no more. They just make the fucking killer a stud and he goes out. And it's more of an action movie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, not a dyke stud, like a fucking, like a stud.
Yeah, like no, a, like, yeah, no, Vin Diesel.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's not even a scary movie no more. Like, he just come in this motherfucker and just start, like, it's an action movie for a serial killer.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's fucking lame. Like, I want to be scared. Like, I want my heart to be racing and I want to feel disturbed.
But the spirit shit is what scares me and I don't fuck with it. Like
the spirit shit don't scare me. It should be scary because I know it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But what scares me is like, when a motherfucker, like let's say there's a scene in Homeboy and you're sleeping in your bed and then I just come behind you in your house and just watch you sleep.
Oh, no, that's out.
Because that shit's real.
Bro, I'm shooting. See, you know why I don't fuck with the spirit shit? Because the way I live my life, if I can't swing at it or shoot it, I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, but you know what, man? In the name of God is like very, think of it, bro. I can, like, bro, words are so powerful. Like, think of it, women are so powerful with those words because they can't beat us up.
No.
I'm going to dog this woman out, right?
Yeah.
So how are they going to hurt us?
Words.
That's how powerful they are.
Words are creative, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, like if you on that shit, bro, of course.
What are cowboy boots comfortable?
If you put, I put pads in mine, you know what I'm saying? I put like some gel shit
so
in there.
So there's a trick to it. Yeah. I tried some on. I'm like, how do y'all wear this shit?
And well, what boot did you have?
Bro, I don't know. I was in East Lowe somewhere. Yeah, I mean, see, because I'm wearing
fish skin and like shit that's like easy to like form to your foot and stretch out. Soft, see, soft
I didn't
skins.
Know it was a trick, bro.
So yeah,
I was on downtown and I was trying. I'm like, bro, this is not it.
You just gotta find.
I was
the right
with the Mexican home, but anyway, that's a random question I wanted to know.
Yeah, you just gotta find the right boot.
Okay, the right boot. Okay, yeah,
figure out the right gel pad because I like the gel pad when I stand on them. You know.
But so, you be in them all day and they don't hurt you. You don't have bunions or nothing on your feet, corns, nothing.
I get my hands and feet done about once a week, haircut twice a week. Hygiene Pedicures. Is everything. Hygiene and professionalism is everything. First impressions are everything. You know what I'm saying? I know when I'm talking to women, I look at teeth and nails, and I know if they talking to me, they looking at that. At least they should be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If she ain't, I don't think I want to talk to her.
Hey, what is a paisa? Because in LA, we have our own thought, our own perception.
That's like a gang to me.
Oh, it's a gang.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, we had like we describe paisas like at least my homies from
a paisa is like a Mexican from Mexico. Like that's what like or
it's just more like but like not to translate it in English. But like my homies that are Mexican would tell me no like oh that's he's hella paisa. I'm like what is it? They're like well he got the belt and he got the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
And the truck is airbrushed and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like Mexican.
Mexico, okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Do you watch Narcos?
Nuh-uh. I really don't be watching much anymore. I be on my game.
Oh, you what you play?
I play Xbox. I be playing like first hand fighting games, UFC, Mortal Kombat. Fucking, you know what I'm saying, WWE, Modern Warfare. I don't like Warzone, though. I be playing like...
You don't like Warzone?
I play multiplayer.
You a multiplayer motherfucker?
Yeah, I like S&D. I'm a sweat.
I hate multiplayer.
I like Search and Destroy.
You like Search?
Yeah, S&D, Search and Destroy. That's my game.
Why you don't like Warzone, bro? You killing me right now.
I don't know, bro. It's just, like, I want to get in there and fucking action. Like, I want, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, it's too slow.
Yeah, it's too slow for me. Like, I don't like the building up, having to go get the loadouts and, like... fucking drop me with my gun so I can knock some shit off.
Nah, I like the strategy.
That's I bet when you watch porn, you watch the whole.
Well, I like to see what they. I like to see the plot.
Nah, I was that kid. Like, where's he sticking dick in her ass? Like,
no.
You know
I want to see. I want to see why he's sticking the dick in there,
bro. Because she fine as fuck and he's a man.
Nah.
That's why.
No, it's because her husband went
a man
to work
fuck a
and he
hoe.
Had a pizza, and the pizza was cold. He had to come in and warm it up for her.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't even got to know your name.
No?
Yeah, but that's just a dog, you know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. As far as you, like, musically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what song it was, but I liked the guitar. You had a lot of, it was an electric guitar, like, solo in one of the songs that I was listening to.
Uh-huh.
Can you play any instruments and stuff
hell
like
that? Hell no.
Do you want to learn any of that type of shit?
Yeah, if there was, I would love to learn
which,
saxophone.
Which instrument?
Saxophone.
Really?
It's just a sexy ass instrument, man. You know what I'm saying?
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, it's just.
I would have said some bullshit like the banjo.
Yeah. The saxophone just sounds sexy to me, man. Like it's just player. It's a player ass sound, you know what I'm saying?
Word. I can see that for you.
Yeah.
That's a whole new bag though. You know that, right?
Yeah, hell
like
yeah.
You doing a show, you bust the saxophone out, that's another 10,000.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for real though.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
Other thing, last thing.
Or an accordion.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, my Theo AB can play the fuck out of one. I think he just spent like 3 bands on a new one.
They still make those?
Yeah, bro. But he's an old school, you know what I'm saying? My Theo AB's like my grandpa's uncle.
Wait a minute. Like he can
play the fuck out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I always thought it was a fake ass instrument. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nah, hell.
Like
nah.
I always thought like, cause I'm like, well, what is he do? Like, what is that? That's
it's
there's
air.
No air.
It's air with the and then you got the keyboards right here. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Yeah. I never even thought about that in my life.
Bagpipes would be a crazy one to learn,
bro. If you play the bag, bro. I think I could see you doing
saxophone, bagpipe, and the accordion.
Those are 3 random instruments that I would have never known.
Yeah, what are those?
That's dope, bro. you've been consistent as far as dropping project, dropping music, stuff like that. Do you have a goal in mind the way you drop? Do you care about the awards? Do you just want the fans? You just want to hear people to hear your message?
I just want them to hear the music.
That's it.
That's it. I'd be doing this shit for free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a blessing, and I thank God that I can get, make an income off of it.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the beautiful part. That's the blessing. That's why I go hard. Because, like, I got a horrible temper. I suck at following rules. I don't want to work with nobody. I sure as hell ain't getting up at 5 a.m. to go swing no fucking hammer. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I thank God that I got this. I would never want to disrespect my blessing, and that's why I just go hard. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. I don't have no tattoos.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
I don't like pain.
I don't like them either, but if you want it bad, you're going to get it.
No, that's cap. You like pain.
Bro. I don't.
You're blasted, okay? You got everything. Every spot that people have told me is painful to get, you have it tattooed.
Yeah, right? So I think my kneecap was probably the worst. Like, I was, like, limping for, like, a whole 4 weeks after that. Like, that night I went to bed, I wasn't crying, but the whole night I was like, oh, fuck, like, my fucking knee. Like, I was in pain, bro. That shit burnt. Like,
so the worst.
I had three letters left. I had C-A-N, because it's Mexican, the Texas Mexican, and it said C-A-N. I was like, yo, Weezy, you got to get the fuck out of here. I even paid him and everything. He was like, man, I can't even leave you like that, Fatou. I got to finish. So I was like, man, fucking whatever.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit was excruciating.
So the knee is the most painful spot?
Me, personally, that's where I was.
The neck, not so much.
Hell no, I thugged that shit out. It hurt. Don't get it twisted. It hurt like a motherfucker, but I thugged it out.
What about the back? They always tell me, like, right here on the side or, like...
Nah, back of my neck hurt like a motherfucker. But it all hurts, bro. Anybody that tell you it don't hurt or they like that shit, they're lying.
They're lying.
They're lying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are your glasses prescription?
Hell yeah.
So how bad is your vision? Like, is it...
Horrible. And they're all dirty, my fault.
I'm going to stretch your shit up. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bro, this shit like 8K.
Yeah, I can't see shit. People be thinking I be wearing them for fashion. I just can't see.
How long have you been wearing glasses?
Since I popped out.
Since like a baby or a kid?
Like a baby.
Oh, shit.
I ain't been wearing them since a baby, but I've been needing them since a baby. Because I got a horrible stigmatism, too, in my left eye.
The reason why I brought it up is every time I go to the eye doctor, they tell me I got 20/20. I'm like, bro, I can't see.
Ain't no way, right?
No, I tell them, like, I'm like, bro, but I do the eye test, and they're like, no, you're fine. I'm like, no, bro.
So it's not stigmatism.
Is that what that is?
Maybe. Ask them if you have astigmatism.
That's the spasms, though, isn't it? That's not a vision impairment. That's more like a glitch.
Nah, not even. Like, so I'm looking at this right here, and you ever been crying and looked at lights and it looked glare?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looked like right now.
Really?
Yeah, but it's because I got astigmatism.
Oh.
See you now.
Got you. Okay. All right, bro, listen.
And with the stigmatism, like, so the eyeball is a sphere. It's
yeah.
a perfect sphere. When you have astigmatism, it's like there's like a dent in it or something. Yeah, or like imagine a basketball.
But can you like I got like my homie Joey from... My homie Joey, he got the little thing. He could just pull dents out of cars. Can't they just?
Nah, I think that's where you get laser eye surgery. Yeah, laser eye surgery.
But that's shaving off.
Nah, they just cut it and like reshape it.
Would you get LASIK?
If shit, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah.
I like you with the glasses though.
Yeah,
pause,
me too,
but
bro.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's a thing. Like,
yeah, me too. And then like, you know what I'm saying? I've had these on forever at this point. Like, I feel like it's just a part of my look.
Facts.
Yeah. People do be thinking, like, I'm just wearing them for fashion. Like, when they find out they're prescribed, they be fucked up about that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I always thought, like, if you wore glasses with no, like, prescribed, like, I thought you were a little sugary.
Are you familiar with Mozzie?
Yes.
Bro.
Faux fangin' bangin', baby. Yeah,
so
stay true to that.
My brother Mozzie did a one-on-one sit down with him, and we talked about, he had this thing called the Kick the Cup Challenge.
Wow.
But he had to substitute the syrup with something, what would you substitute that with in your life?
Water.
Like, water? Just drink straight up H2O.
Yeah. Our body's already made of like, what, 97% of
it? Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm talking about another vice. Like working, some people work out crazy when they quit. Or some people like play video games a lot. Or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Nah, I just stopped sipping it.
Just period.
Yeah.
You can go cold turkey anything?
Anything. The only thing that I've ever been addicted to was soda.
Me too.
That's it. Like, I would wake up at like 5. I would wake up out of sleep like, fuck, I need a Big Red.
Big, like, you drank Big Red?
Big Red and root beer.
What? Well, you know there's better sodas. Don't disrespect. There's better sodas, OT, than Big Red, bro.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not shitting you. There's
Root beer are my two favorite sodas.
Root beer is my favorite soda of all time.
Soda and root beer.
Okay, what kind of root beer?
I was just finna ask you. Hey, so I fuck, because you know I'm from the hood, so like at all the hood stores they had the Barks, and I fuck with the mugs.
Yeah, I like
the Barks. Only time I drink A&W, the cream soda, is when I'm sipping drinking it.
Yeah, no, I like Barks.
Yeah, I fuck with the Barks.
It gotta be cold though, like
cold. I can't drink anything hot. Yeah, I can't drink anything hot.
I feel that, man. Listen, bro, we gotta roll, but I appreciate you for real.
Nah,
you
know blessings, DJ Head, man.
I'm glad we're finally able to get you in here. Many blessings. Get that life insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's important.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to see you do. I know you don't like working with people. And the homies have told me, hey, Mexican OT, he don't really like working with people. He don't want to work with them. I'm like, bro, fuck with who want to fuck with you, bro.
That's what it is.
People want to work with you.
But then why don't they come to me? I work with the people that come to me. If you don't come to me, you don't want to work with.
That's not true, because you might want to work with somebody. Well, you don't.
Then I'm going to go to them. Yeah, everybody that I've wanted to work with, I went to them.
OT, listen to me. Hear me out. You can't expect you from other people.
Well, then I completely understand that, but that's what it is.
Okay.
I completely understand, because this is why.
You can't expect what you do for your homies. You can't expect them to want to do it for you, too.
And I know that. I do shit for my homies that I know would never do the shit that I do for them. But I do it because that's my heart.
Facts.
If you really wanted to fuck with me, you would come to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what anything. That's what a bitch. That's what anything.
Just pull up.
You know where I'm at, baby. Right. You know I got an Instagram. You know I'm from Texas. You know that I got my people in my bio. You know how to find me.
Facts.
You know how to find me.
I appreciate you, bro. I love how transparent you are. Don't ever lose that.
Thank you, Head.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Man, it's the Mexican OT.
Blessings,
DJ
man.
DJ Head, homegrown. Yeah. We out.